Hello and welcome to this week's edition of 3 on 3 with me, Brian Soundy.
And me, Martin Bright.
And what are we going to do, Martin?
Well, we're going to listen to three very good contemporary CDs.
And this is Tommaso Starace. Well, there we heard the Strayhorn number Johnny Come Lately from Tommaso Starace from his CD Blood and Champagne. We were lucky enough to see him last Friday.
Well, yeah, we were, weren't we? Down in the South Bank. A very fluent improviser
excellent band.
And he worked very well with his band. He wasn't up the front. The band were all very well integrated, and he was one of those musicians. Actually, once he started blowing, it was probably hard for him to stop. But he let everyone else have a good solo.
I thought it was a
solo.
Really good gig. There was quite a few people there, wasn't there? Yeah. It was a freebie as well.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? A pleasant surprise.
It was.
I must say, with all these three CDs, they're by living modern jazz musicians who get out on the road, presumably, and I do hope listeners look out for the musicians we talk about and try and give them some support and live gigs.
Sure, it might be worth mentioning in the other musicians with Tommaso, there was Frank Harrison on piano, Lawrence Cottle on bass, and Chris Nichols on drums.
It was that number summed up really what a lot of the CD is about. It's very bright music. We're talking about it now in the morning, and I've got to say that it is very good morning music. It will wake you up with its general brightness and light tone. Quite a contrast to the last CD which we heard, which is much more introverted music.
Sure. But I thought he worked the audience well as well. It was a good show, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He got, without making any compromises, he got a good stage presence and knew how to take the audience along with him.
Yeah. Okay, let's listen to the next track, which is written by Tommaso Storaci. This is Intercalare.
Thank you.
Intercalara from Tommaso Stellacci's CD, Blood and Champagne, Martin.
Well, again, very good. The advantage that possibly this CD has over the last one is that the actual tunes played are somewhat better and more memorable, which also always helps bring in, you know, sure, the audience. But again, I can't say anything critical about it, except possibly I think the bass could have been brought a bit more forward in the mix.
Yeah, as we're saying, Lance Cotterlord plays electric bass guitar, and we were talking about this. He seems to play the upper register a lot, and see as Tommaso plays a lot of soprano, there's a lot of upper register, not a lot of bottom in there to complement the whole thing. But Lance Cotterlord's still very good.
Oh yeah, of course he is. Yeah, he's one of the best known musicians on the scene on his instrument. But I think as the whole CD is rather light in tone or high in register, he could have either played slightly lower notes or been brought forward in the mix a bit more. But this is very good, as I say, sort of daytime music to wake you up, and sunny music.
Okay, let's listen to the last track, and this is, for me, the best track on the album. This is another one written by Thomas Stellacci, and this is the title track, Blood and Champagne. Thank you. title track from Thomas Dorachi's CD Blood and Champagne, which would have been Blood and Champagne.
Yeah, a good, punchy, lively number. Again, I can't help but looking at the CD think what a nicely presented package it is. You know, it's got sure. nice photos, graphic artwork, so the whole thing speaks of quality and effort and care.
I think from a lot of the CDs we've been reviewing since we've been started, this is one of the best, I think. Today's three, I think, were probably three of the best that we've actually been playing, apart from Sam Coombs, which was...
Well, we have had some the odd classic, but the quality has perhaps been uneven. We only review pretty good stuff, let's face it.
Sure.
But I think this week we've got 3 4-star CDs, each of which is very good in its way, and, you know, everyone should be very happy with what they produce.
Sure. Great. Okay, so how many stars? Obviously, well, you just give it away.
I've just given the clue. Yeah, 4 stars.
4 stars. Great.
I'm glad I don't have to choose a CD of the week from the three, because that would be very
difficult. Be very difficult.
Each has its merits.
It would be. Okay, so if you go to Martin's page on the UK Jazz Radio site, you can read the reviews on these three CDs. So that's all we've got time for today. So it's goodbye from me, Brian Soundy.
And goodbye from me, Martin Bright.
See you next week.
Yeah, goodbye.